Heart Than Talent Radio.
Hey, Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Facebook Live. Tuesday, more Heart Than Talent. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As you go ahead and come on here, say hello. Look forward to connecting with you on Facebook Live here. We are ready to have a great content. Scott Lucas, how are you this afternoon? Lori, welcome. Kate Grace in Kansas, welcome to the call. I say Kansas. Kate, I understand that I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, and that is a twin city, Kansas City, Kansas, and Missouri. Many people do not know the beauty and how majestic that city is. That is one of my hometowns. Marina Joy, hello. Jay Johns, Amy Gilbert, Andre Samuels, Karen, who do we have? A lot of people coming on here. If you did not see the promo that I have for Money Masters, we released some free products last week. I was under the vigil that was going on. I wanted to put out some free products. So I put out a free product called Money Masters. Unbeknownst to me, it is a sales funnel that has a back-end product that you can buy for $47. So the sales funnel was hung up. So if you would like to take advantage of the free product on Money Masters, it's on the profile of my Facebook page. There's absolutely some complimentary products with no obligation to buy. If you want to purchase, there is a $47 product. And there is a 20-minute coaching call if you're a first-time purchaser. Feel free to go in there and buy that product, or buy it, or at least get the free product. So, but there was a challenge with the shopping cart, so that is now resolved. So you can take advantage of that. That's really good content from the old days of back in 2001, 2002, 3, 4, 5. This book just came in the mail to me. This is called Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and I'll hold this up again. This is Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Joseph Paleo. Now, I met Joey Paleo in 2003 at an event in Las Vegas. He was a tincture specialist, and for those of you who live in Idaho, he was also a freeman. You can look that up for those of you who are patriots. You'll find out a little bit about what that means, a free man, and he lived in Sandpoint, Idaho. He was very, very skilled with tinctures, with certain type of healing qualities that specialized in this word. I won't say that word, the C word, but he was very good in that, he disappeared, and you can probably factor what that means. But that is one of the only copies of that book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and it breaks down some of the situations that we are experiencing right now. And so what I'm going to cover in today's live is going to be very applicable about raising your consciousness. Now, one of my favorite topics is attraction. We attract to our reality people and situations to fulfill our feelings. Now, take a look at the way the world is today. I've been covering this in my late night Facebook Lives. We are very oppressed, and I've been covering headaches, mind-body connections, emotional fatigue, and all the situations that are happening because, and I like to use this word, the vigil that we are encountering. So we are told to practice social distancing. We are told not to hug each other. We're told not to share any intimacy with people because of the situation that could happen to us. Now, those of you who are woke, W-O-K-E, you understand there's a lot more going on that isn't behind that right there. So, and if you own a business right now, it's imperative that you overcome some of this anxiety that we are under. I'm there with you. I mean, it's like there are times that I romance what it would be like to go to that other side of addiction. I mean, like, only for fleeting moments, though. But it's still, the reason I wouldn't is because of this. The pleasure, it wouldn't be worth the pain. One's too many, the thousand wouldn't be enough. But as you continue to feel oppressed, you can drop down to an energy of apathy. Apathy is depression energy. It's despondency. And that despondency, that hopelessness, like, when will this be over? When is this going to ever end? When am I going to get my life back? And if you're looking over your bank account, and your bank account isn't flowing, or if you own a business, like my young superstar client, Josh Waxman, Josh is putting in 12, 14-hour days at his hoagie shop in Pennsylvania. Now, he is barely able to stay open because of the laws he is under, and his state, Pennsylvania, has very challenging laws if you're a restaurant, but he's able to actually be open and be able to serve the public. And so he is someone who is under the situation he's in, he's able to persevere. Now, in where you are today, whatever business you're in or whatever business you own or wherever you are, there's the law of attraction breaks down to the science of attraction. So the lowest level of attraction that you can actually be in and stay in is anxiety, fear, and doubt. Now, most of society calibrates. So calibration means it's like this. So it's a low level of energy like this. A higher level of energy is like this. It's up here. And that type of energy is called consciousness. Any energy over 250 cycles a second, you're moving into courage. You're moving up into love. You're moving into joy. You're moving into bliss. You're in awareness. You're in the know. You're in the now. And in that space, you're seldom affected by the outer world. Many of you on this Facebook Live have been practicing this for years. You're veterans at this. You're not new at this. However, our bodies can run our brain and we can relapse. I just coached someone recently who relapsed after a couple of weeks of sobriety. I had someone who recently relapsed after a couple months of sobriety. I mean, it's a very common commonality that until we are emotionally stable and we let our body run our brain, we will relapse back into familiar feelings. Those familiar feelings can lead to relapses of drugs, alcohol, food, compulsive debting, spending, over-obligating and codependency, compulsive eating disorders, and other situations that will take you to the feelings of shame. So apathy and shame are very similar energies. They're very, very low energies. So shame is how you feel about yourself. Guilt is how you feel about what someone's done to you that then you then take back out into the world. So if you've been guilted and you feel guilty, it's because you believe you haven't done enough, or you shouldn't do enough, or you didn't do good enough. So that's one energy. And then shame is a very low energy about how you feel about yourself, ashamed of myself. This is where you're never good enough. So these are all very low transmutational energies. They calibrate out. So energy is measured in hertz, H-U-R-T-Z, H-E-R-T, or CSP, cycles per second. So cycle per second, a very low vibrational energy is going to be anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, and pride. Those are some of the energies that most of society. Now, today it's very common for people to, you look at them and they look at you and then they look down. So that means that they automatically drop their energy because they're afraid. So that kind of fear is afraid of getting a virus, afraid of getting sick, afraid that you're a carrier. So these are stories that are put in their head by media sources and other situations, and it's going to be your responsibility to determine what is true. So this, in the psychology of truth, that's for you to determine, is this fake news? Is this real news? Should I be concerned? Now, there's a difference between being concerned and worried. Being concerned is not worry, but being concerned means you know it's there, but you're not worried about it. And because you know it's there, you're not going to give it a lot of power, but you understand that there is possibilities there could be danger, harm in these situations. But you're not focused on that. You're focused on knowing it's there, and you can separate from there and be here. So concern's over there, but you're right here, right now. And you know that Big Brother's over there watching, but you're going to stay right here and you're going to focus on who I can be and what I can accomplish. Now, that's where you start to separate your feelings from the facts. So that's the facts of the future. And then when you're able to separate yourself from the facts from the past, so you know that right back there, like I know that I got arrested for drugs. I know behind me I had two DUIs, a public intoxication. I had a hit and run. I left the scene of an accident. I had a series of legal transgressions where I was irresponsible. I was young and dangerous. I was on a hell bent. I was riding stagecoach on the shotgun to hell. I mean, I was not in my best element in my 20s. I was a chronic addict, alcoholic, and many, many other situations. I had no morals, had no charisma, had no character, and had no idea who I was until I hit rock bottom. And rock bottom is not a necessary requirement to be able to reach consciousness. Now, one of the assets of rock bottom is sometimes you hit a bottom so low that there's nowhere to go but up, but it's a very overrated place to be able to find yourself. So where you are right here is you are good enough and an understanding attraction. So in an understanding attraction, to attract your reality. So if you want to attract a better contractor, a better vendor, if you want to attract a soulmate, a teammate, if you want to attract a friend, if you want to improve your influence, your affluence, then learning that attraction is a skill. So it is a skill to learn how to attract. So attraction comes from charisma, comes from energy, it comes from being open, it's intimacy, and certain situations, and most importantly, trust. Now, if you've been violated, traumatized, sexually abused, and that has not been addressed, dealt with, released, and or let go, that oftentimes is shame. If you were compared to a brother, a sister, and you were not good enough, and you were consistently criticized for that, then that's going to fall in the rejection category. So you've been rejected, so you have anxiety about being rejected. This can also affect your ability to be intimate. So whether intimate with men, women, friends, situations like this, whether it's partners and even teammates. However, you can have a lot of these issues and have a job. In a job, you can perform duties. Now, most jobs, you're not responsible for attraction, unless you're in a sales job. But a lot of jobs, you perform the job, you perform the duty, or even in some sales jobs, you're given a set of leads, or the company creates the leads for you. And so if you're selling health club memberships, you can learn those skills because people walk in and then you sell them health club memberships with a clipboard, and there's a system to do this, and you can go home and not feel like someone rejected you. Own your own business, and your anxiety sometimes can go through off the charts about the possibility of, oh my God, I'm not good enough. What am I going to do? Who am I going to be? What do I say? This is the analytical egoic mind that can't shut itself off based on unresolved issues, based on events that are still lingering. The more you understand the let go process, where you're able to separate your feelings and be right here. So this really happened. You can look at this. That is acceptance. And there's a whole chapter of acceptance in one of Hawkins' books called Transcending Levels of Consciousness. And when you're able to accept that raises your vibration. But when you live in denial, the energy is very, very low. My good friend David Brennan is on the Facebook Live here. Now, here's a real interesting story about David. David and I were in a network marketing company, actually three of them, between 1992, two of them, between 1992 and 1995. David ended up had a drinking challenge, and he contacted me one day and wanted me to bail him out of a situation he was in. I had 8 years of sobriety. Well, David asked me to assist him on a Saturday, and I told him that I wasn't in a position to do that because I was financially challenged, and he needed me to assist him financially in the moment. I told him the only way I'd be able to assist him is if he attended an AA meeting with me that night in Addison, Texas. Now, he was not receptive to that at first, and so I let him go. I was detached from it. He contacted me again and attempted to persuade me to do that. I let him know that there's only one way, that I was going to go beyond the call of duty, and he would attend a meeting with me that night in Addison, Texas on a Saturday night. David actually went to that meeting, and I nudged him with my leg. He was sitting next to me. I said, David, go ahead and share. And he's like, share? I don't know. He stood up, he shared, he cried, and he never drank again. My friend David Brennan has 25 years of plus sobriety. He tells a story in sobriety consciousness. So in that case, I was the right person at the right time. I was in the law of attraction with David. I was there to lead him to a place where he could break through. Now, I was not his AA sponsor. I've been his friend I've known David for 28 years. And also, there was a time in my life where I required David to come assist me, and David left from Dallas, Texas, was in Stockton, California in 3 days, and he spent 1 year being my millionaire apprentice. Now, that's the law of attraction. That is called brotherhood. Now, that is a very, very high level of attraction. So David and I have often said to each other, I've often said to David, he was like a brother to me. Now, that's an innate feeling, and there are certain people like that you feel like you've been in some other life with them sometime, or you know them innately, and that is synchronicity and that type of energy. Now, synchronicity is a very, very high level of a vibration. Synchronicity moves you from courage, which is 250, above anxiety, which is 200, moves you up into consciousness in the 300s, moves you above love, and it moves you into synchronicity, which moves you near enlightenment. So in a state of enlightenment, you will attract your reality, people and situations, to foster the feelings of that type of enlightenment. Now, that doesn't just happen in a blue moon. That can happen more frequently as you understand what it means in occlusal alignment, when you're one with, when there's no separation between you and an outcome. That becomes more of a destiny type feeling. And that type of feeling is, you go, I feel like I've known you my whole life. Well, you may have known them in other lives or whatever it is you believe, but you have this innate feeling about this person that was destiny. Now, you felt that perhaps with the man or woman you're married to. It was love at first sight or something like this. Or you had said, I'm never getting married again. And then you find the person that you are looking to. So that type of soulmate can be called the twin flame. Now, that's another high level of connection. So you want to learn these skills of attraction. Attraction is science. And the science breaks down by letting go. So the separation from feelings and events, that's what raises your vibration. But when you say, I don't know, I don't understand, I don't know, I don't understand, I had a good childhood, I had a normal childhood. Well, you may have had a good childhood, a normal childhood, but it's the events that shape the feelings that keeps you creating the get ready to get ready. It keeps you overwhelmed. It keeps you in a very disorganized, overwhelmed state of consciousness, where you continue to be late, don't pay your taxes on time, and have to create that cardio cocktail high to pull a situation off at the last minute. Now, that is not consciousness. That is coming from scarcity. That's coming from lack. That's coming from pulling it off at the last minute. That's called from an overwhelmed state, where the body lives in a fight or flight state of adrenaline, where it's an adrenaline cortisol cocktail. So it's very similar to a double shot of Glenlivet, a 12-year-old single malt scotch that many people create neurochemically in their body to fulfill their feelings of the high and the low. The skill of attraction means you live in the middle of it. There's no high and there's no low. You're not all or nothing, and it's not black or white. So consciousness does not recognize wins and losses. Now, if you're recognition conscious, it means you live for recognition. It means if you're not recognized, then you're nothing. That's another all or nothing. This is why you'll see some people that are superstars. They have to be superstars of being a superstar, because one's too many and a thousand's not enough. That's the cardio cocktail that addicted producer lives and runs on, that they're accomplishment conscious. Without an accomplishment, they don't have any identity. So that means their ego is based on winning. And so if they're not winning, they're losing. So this type of personality has a lot of sabotage qualities in them. So when you're attracting, you want to be able to hear what people mean, not say. You want to be able to, in your inner ear, you listen, and that means you're a very skilled listener. But if you're not a skilled listener and you're attached, you'll hear what's said, but you won't hear what's meant, and then you'll get attached to someone, and then you'll get disappointed because they fulfilled your disappointment. You set yourself up to be disappointed because you don't really understand consciousness yet. However, if you're on the journey and you're starting to just practice letting go, that's an asset for you, because as you begin to let go, you let go of attachments. If you're not on a date with someone and they're really sexy and they're really good looking and they have all these great qualities, but your higher self knows, wow, there's something not quite, this isn't quite what it looks like. But if you get intoxicated and you want to possess, or you want to keep, or you want to hold, you want to conquer, that's your ego that's setting yourself up to be disappointed. So that'll show up in teammates, soulmates, girlfriends, boyfriends, managers, CEOs, and situations, because when you get attached to someone or some situation, and what's interesting, you're watching some people who had a lot of influence go bankrupt around the world, and they went bankrupt because they were over-leveraged. And there's a couple of speakers I've watched that are like hitting rock bottom right now because they were over-leveraged, big influencers, but very over-leveraged because of how their possessions they had to have in certain situations. So the more you understand that in consciousness, there's no winning, there's no losing, it's not black and white, and it's not right and wrong, it's not good and bad. When you can find that middle ground, then you're not as pissed off. You don't get as angry. You don't set yourself up to be disappointed. You're able to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. Now that is consciousness. Now that kind of consciousness will eliminate some of the headaches. Now I'm going to do a call later tonight at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on headaches, low energy, mind-body connections, gut issues, elimination issues, on why we do what we do, especially why we're under a situation we're in. Understand, we're being oppressed like this. It's like someone's holding your shoulders down. You can't go outside. You can't talk to people. You can't hug anyone. Practice social distancing. How many of you, are you going to eat in a restaurant with a mask? I am not. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to hold out as long. I mean, that's counterproductive. I mean, I also saw Louis Vuitton is making masks. I mean, that's interesting, isn't it? Louis Vuitton mask. I think they're about, $400 a mask or something like that. I kid you not, but it's interesting that we are going that way. So as you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, many of you have heard me say this, but so what that means is there's a separation between you and that right over there, right there behind you. There's a separation between that taunting, that teasing, that hazing that you experience on the playground, or you experience in a sorority, a fraternity, you experience on a football team, a baseball team. I remember I was a freshman in 1972, and three boys held me down, and they de-pantsed me. That's what it was called back then. And that was supposed to be a rite of passage. I was supposed to accept that. And I was told by those three seniors that if I told anyone, that my teammates were going to get the same thing. So they singled me out because I was the coach's son. And because I was the coach's son, they said if I told my father, if I told anyone, that my best friends were going to have the same thing happen to them twice as bad. So they used guilt to control me while I lived in shame. And I didn't remember that event until about 25 years later. And I was in an AA meeting going, oh my God. So that was early in my sobriety. I had realized that I had been traumatized that, and I had never addressed it, never let go of it, just suppressed it, sucked it up. Because, hey, man, if you're a football player, this is what you're supposed to do, cuz. And so that was another thing back then. No one ever addressed concussions when I played high school football, because if you had a concussion, then you were considered weak. Also, we were not allowed to drink water at football practice. We took salt pills. I mean, some of the situations that we were taught in the rite of passage and the rite of manhood and womanhood, look at how some of that has affected you. Taunting, hazing, some of these situations that you've stuffed down, you've repressed, don't remember. Now you start to remember them as a grown-up, and you're like going, what the fuck, dude? I mean, you endured some of these situations. This is when you start to have some compassion for yourself. This is also when you practice forgiveness, because some of these feelings are what led to your addictions. Now, when you become addicted to a set of feelings, you'll attract people and situations to fulfill those feelings. This will explain the phenomenon why you attract broken men, broken women. This is why you have teammates that disappoint you. This is why you get attached to people. This is why you go, WTF, how does this happen to me? This always happens to me. This is why you go to a five-star restaurant at Morton's and your date has this beautiful entree, and you get the fucking steak that's like well done and you ordered it rare. And by the time you get your steak, you're going, your whole meal's ruined, then you let it ruin your whole night, and then you're going, this always happens to me. It does, because there's a series of events that shape the feelings that you recreate to fulfill those feelings so you can be and stay disappointed. Have you ever seen people who are just freaks? They are just absolute, let's see, I knew these two sisters, what do they call it? Freak magnets. I knew these two sisters. And they were both runway models and cheerleaders and sorority girls. And they would both say to me, I guess we're just freak magnets. And they would attract the freakiest men. Well, if you know anything about their household and what they grew up in, it would be understand. Because what happens to a lot of us in a household is we are guilted into not telling the facts. We're told, don't tell your father. Oh, that didn't happen. Well, that's just boys being boys. You know, that's just how it is. Just accept it. This is what happens in our family. So we accept it, but what we do is we repress it. And we repress it, and it really pisses us off. And then we develop TMJ right here. We grind our teeth. We subluxate our neck. And then when we drink, one's too many and a thousand's not enough. We don't just drink scotch or drink vodka. We freaking guzzle it. So that was me. I was the guy drag you under the table. I'd look at someone who left a drink and I'm going to go, are you going to drink that? Are you kidding me? Oh, just hand it to me. Well, you don't even like wine. Well, I do right now. So, I mean, one's too many, a thousand's not enough. That's what happens when you're a really pissed off addict. Now, you can also be a very passive addict and you can spend the rest of your life being passive. And when you're a pissed off addict, you will attract your reality, people and situation to be in conflict with you. When you're a very passive addict, you'll attract people who will disappoint you. You'll over obligate and overdo things for them. And they wonder why they don't thank you for your goodness. And you have such good intentions and you don't understand why you're not getting the recognition you deserve or why they're unfair on you after all these. You went over there and put a towel on their head after they were passed out and you cleaned their house up and then all of a sudden they steal your car and they take your car and they don't bring your car back for a few days and you just can't believe this happens to you. I was the guy who would steal your car. I was that kind of guy. So I'm in recovery of all these situations that I created. I mean, a lot of shame in my background, rage, a lot of anger, 33 years of sobriety and still in the process of letting go, separating feelings from the events that shape them. This is what raises energy. The more you understand why you do what you do, that's how the separation happens. So I'm very methodical when I coach my clients. Sometimes it requires a year or two. Sometimes it's a minute or two. It depends on the situation. But if you're seeking a free 20-minute coaching call this afternoon where I can assist you to raise your energy so you're not the mind-body connection of the events that shape the feelings, I'm very skilled at that. So I offer free 20-minute coaching calls, no obligation, at least have some level of interest and hire me. That's all I ask, at least some level. And whatever that means, it means. And so if you'd like me to assist you with that, I would be open to that opportunity. Also, take a look at the free Money Masters sales funnel. I have other free products, and there's a free $7 product in the back end of it. And I believe you purchased the $47 product, right, Dylan? There's yes. a 20-minute coaching call in that as well. So I'm going to be on Facebook Live this evening, and I'm going to cover some content on lingo of mind-body connections that shape our feelings. This book just came in the mail for me today, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Joseph Pelayo. Now what's interesting is there's very little content on Joseph Pelayo. I did meet him live, and I did find that book. I found one of his workbooks recently, so I've been reading that. What's fascinating about his work, because he predicted a lot of what's happening in 5G right now. My assistant, Chris Schar, told me, well, what's it about towers, Dylan? A lot of towers?
There was 10 5G towers that were burned down.
Do your research on 5G towers that happened in the last couple of days. A lot of patriotism showing up in America right now. It's from my perspective, it's interesting to see, because I really want to see us back in business. I understand there is there's a lot of health challenges going on, but also if you look at the market, I look today where the S&P is today. I looked at where the stock market is. Oil is at its lowest. I mean, it's time for America to go back to production very soon. How many of you feel this? Give me a fist tap or an amen. I mean, if you're in the real estate industry, I feel you. If you're in the mortgage industry, the home industry, if you own a restaurant, you're a waiter, waitress, I mean, now is also an exceptional time to have a business from home. And do your best to find businesses that are recession-proof, and definitely find influencers and affluencers that you can unequivocally connect with. Sandy Girl Clark is on the Facebook Live today. She is unequivocally a woman that I would suggest you collaborate with. Jaisman has a Facebook Live that I unequivocally suggest you follow him. He is a 23-year-old rock star. My millionaire apprentice, Dylan Albertson. You have your own podcast, Dylan?
I do.
Dylan Albertson, you can find him. He has his own podcast. He is definitely one of the leaders of our future. And I can tell you about him and Josh. They're just exceptional young men. Ray Tamayo, how are you, my brother? What a niche, that mask niche. Is it Ruth Ellithorpe? How are you this afternoon? Good to see you. Amy Gilbert, tell my brother from another, your husband, Tom. Amy Goldberg, who's an exceptional woman from Long Island, New York, she's another skilled influencer. Her husband, Tom, is a veteran of New York Department, Long Island Police Department, over 20-plus years. Tom attended many of my events. Josh Waxman is watching today's Facebook Live from his hoagie house. Josh owns two restaurants in Philadelphia, and he has them open. I mean, 23 years old, standing the gaff, making hoagies all day. So, Tracy, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. Who else is here? Aramis Warstel, Kansas City. Welcome to Facebook Live. Good to see you here this afternoon. Aramis, I lived in Kansas City for 7 years right after I graduated from Northwest Missouri State University. Look up my friend David Brennan. I found him. He is on Facebook. He's a gentleman I took to his first 12-step meeting in 1995, but he has never drank since. That is a remarkable story that David and I have been that connected. Marina, how are you this afternoon? Good to see you, Marina. Share some content with us. Aaron, how are you this morning? Aaron Knight, good to see you. A lot of great people here today. If I haven't met you, please. Sally Jo O'Brien, honored to be your coach and friend. David, good to see you. A lot of awesome, awesome people. Bruce Kirby, good to see you this afternoon. Isla, oh my God, Isla is such an exceptional woman. Isla is really standing the gap. Isla is a nurse in New York City. And right outside of New York City, and also is a business owner and is homeschooling and absolutely is crushing it. Jennifer Spar, good to see you this afternoon. Love all of you. I'm going to go down in Prospect for the next half hour, then I'm coaching the rest of the day. I'll be on Facebook Live at 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. David Hammer, good to see you. Anyone else I haven't seen?
Hey, if you guys haven't hired this man, He blows my mind every day. Common law versus statutory law, taxes, the government. He knows so much. You guys are tripping, literally. You're falling over yourself. He's the man.
That's a great endorsement. Thank you, Dylan. Have a great afternoon.